guys. Welcome to the ET Podcast once again.
Episode 127.
127.
The reason why our sound quality sucks and you didn't get the DJ horn and all of that is because I forgot the power adapter for our board. So we have all of our equipment except for the one thing that we really need to make this thing work. The power. Exactly. So,
you know,
yes,
sorry.
That's why our sound sucks, but we're yelling so that way you guys can hear us well.
Imagine once we view this, we didn't even have to yell. We just sound too loud.
I don't know. I feel like that would be like an Office episode or something.
That would be crazy.
I'm going to sit here and yell like Michael Scott or something.
You know, I feel like we're being interrogated. You know, like when you're in the dark room and the light is flashing on you, like in the camera.
I'm safe. I want you all to know that they will not kill me as long as you pay the ransom.
Yo, for real. Hey, this is like a theater room, so you can kind of do our little acting here.
Yeah, and we're going to try as much as we can to not let our knees touch. I don't even know if the camera can see, but we're kind of close right now. So, yes, this is therapy session part two. And, you know, I feel like it's just last episode was actually kind of relieving getting some things off my chest that I've been going through and stuff. So I figured why not do it again right away, you know. And so that's why I wanted to do therapy session part two.
Okay.
Again, still been going through stuff. I mean, I got some family issues growing up now. I'm not going to talk about those. But the main thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that there's been numerous people within the last 2 weeks or so that's been dying back to back to back from drugs. Okay. And, you know, they're dying from fentanyl.
Wow.
Fentanyl, it takes, I think they compared it to a quarter. Like just a little bit. Just a little bit. And it's a powder substance. I don't know what it is exactly, but just that little bit is a lethal dose. And the first person that I heard that died from it was Michael K. Williams. Was an actor. He was on The Wire. You guys may or may not have seen that. He was on another show, a show that I watched called Lovecraft Country.
He's been in a couple movies.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He was actually just recently, there was like a cinematic trailer for the new Battlefield game.
Wow.
He was in the trailer for that. What else? Like, I don't know. He's done so much. He's one of the greatest actors that ever acted. He died from fentanyl. And see, the thing that I don't like with all of these cases, because I'm going to put some other names out there, the thing that I don't like about this is the fact that the media and stuff, they keep, they say it's drug overdose, but they're not really overdosing. It don't take much to kill you. That's not an overdose. And so what probably happened is the drugs that they were doing was laced with fentanyl, and it don't take much. So, yeah, so he passed away. There was a comedian who I'm not very familiar with, but the group that I follow, Kev On Stage Studios, those comedians and stuff, he was kind of not inadvertently, that's not the right word, but he was around that group a lot. And so they all knew him and they talked about him on their podcasts and stuff.
Is it like a singing Christian?
No. He was just a comedian.
Okay.
He passed away from it. The TV show The Flash.
Okay, yeah.
In the first season, there was a younger version of Barry Allen, who's the main character. That's The Flash's real name. He passed away. The kid who played as The Flash.
Yes.
As young Barry Allen. He was 17, and he died from fentanyl also.
Dude.
Mac Miller, one of my favorite rappers of all time, he passed away. That was back in 2018, 2017, somewhere around there. He passed away from fentanyl. And it wasn't even, I don't know if they were doing fentanyl or if it's the drugs. I really think it was probably the drugs they were doing were laced with fentanyl. I don't know who else passed away, but those are the four people that I've heard of. You know, I mean, of course, Mac Miller, that was back a few years ago. But those three people in the past 2 weeks or so have passed away from,
well,
you know.
Yeah, and those are the people that that we know of because they're celebrities. But
right.
In the
right.
general public, I'm sure there's a lot.
Right. And that's the thing. I just, first of all, I understand the stress of life, so that's why people do drugs and stuff like that. I used to smoke weed. I used to drink. I get that. It's not necessary. First of all, drugs are not necessary, in my opinion. I'm not going to speak for everybody else. I would hope that maybe you would think like me, but I understand not everybody thinks the same way. So drugs are not necessary. But then on top of that, it's sick. It's very sinister for people to go around lacing other drugs with a lethal drug. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the purpose of that, you know? And it really bothers me because I think about, like, my friends back home that still smoke weed. They could get some of this lace stuff, and then next thing you know, my friends are gone.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, as if life wasn't hard enough, then you gotta worry about the people who do drugs are doing them to take the stress off of life. But now you gotta worry about doing the drugs, and then it could be your last drug you ever take, you know. And it's just like, man, I don't understand why that's happening, you know. So that's another thing that's really been bothering me. Is drug use and stuff, seeing people pass away from it. And then also, you know, we might be on the verge of New Rome, as I call it, America.
New Rome?
New Rome might be on the verge of collapsing.
What is that?
Because with COVID and stuff, like the new variant and all of that, like the dollar is getting closer and closer to collapsing, you know, like to being weakened or whatever. So every other day you hear about the economy crashing and all of this stuff. Now, granted, I am very pessimistic. So I'm like, this is inevitable. This is going to happen one way or the other. But at the same time, though, it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like everything is going south. And I understand that the Bible speaks about these things, you know, but to actually go through it, though, it's like, dang, like, you know. So those are the two things that have kind of been bothering me. And then, you know, just the uncertainty in life. I understand that the book of Jeremiah says, you know, God has good plans for your life, plans to prosper you, not to harm you and stuff. But it's like, sometimes when you look around, you have nothing but negativity around you. So it's like, is there any good plans? You know, but I will say, though, I know I'm being like super negative and stuff.
It's all
like,
good, bro.
You know, I will say within the past week and a half, though, God has been reigniting our relationship, you know. And so he's been doing little subtle things here and there that's just like, hey, I'm still here. I never left you. I'm still with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it makes me, the pessimism and the optimism are like fighting right now within me. Because it's like, I have optimism rising up, but the pessimistic in me is just kind of like, I don't know, things can't be good for too long, you know. It has to go bad at some point. And so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where I've been at, you know.
I mean, it's crazy you bring this up because with the guys on Tuesday, we were talking about a chapter in the Bible in James, like the chapter 1, I believe it's verse 7. Mm-hmm. And it basically talks like, it says, brothers, find joy in all trials. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it was like, it was saying to find joy in all trials. Because, you know, and then eventually going into like, you know, because if you do, like, you know, you'll find endurance and you'll find, oh man, I gotta read it. My phone is over there though.
You're running, go get it.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand, like, that's the other thing. That's the optimism that God wants you to have no matter what's going on. Even if you don't have optimism about circumstances, have optimism about Him.
Right.
You know, find joy. You have to look for it. You have to look for the God in everything.
Yeah, so it's actually James verse 2. It says, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters.
When you fall into diverse
temptation. Whenever you fall into various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. Mm-hmm. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed. What that means is in your faith, lacking in nothing.
Yeah.
So I was talking to them about that because one of my biggest... like trials for me was my job, my workplace, mm-hmm. where I was at, where I was just super frustrated and being there.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, no. Thanks.
Eric got a new job, y'all.
Yeah.
I would hit the board, but we don't have it, you know, because I'm an idiot.
No, anyway, no, he's not. It just happens, but yeah. So finally, God was able to answer all this stuff, and for me, that's what I was, you know, asking for God, like, hey, you know, through the experience, and like, increase my faith and just help me persevere in this, and give me knowledge. Mm. Give me knowledge in order for me to make the best decision.
Right.
No matter the circumstance that is going on, and because in here it says, and then after that it says, and let endurance, okay, so it says, if you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our God who gives it to everyone
generously
and without rebuke or blame. Mm. And it will be given to him. So I was like, okay, all right. Obviously, you know, I'm stressed out. I'm, you know, I feel so depressed, you know, in a way, because, you know, I didn't like being there. I was just like, right. So fed up.
Right.
But then what happens? You know, I try to persevere and ask God, no matter like what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. I like, hey, I want you to give me that knowledge in order for me to make the right decision.
Right.
And when I made that decision, dude, honestly, all this stuff landed. Like getting the job, mm-hmm. like landed immediately. And the crazy thing, like for where I'm working, they need people to work from like Thursday to Monday or from Wednesday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Which are things that I can do because for them, it's kind of like a commission base. So basically, whenever you get to work, then you get to go home. Mm-hmm. But they were able to like change their whole setup to give me a Monday through Friday.
Wow.
From 8 a.m. to like, you know, 4:30. And I was literally asking for that. I was like, hey, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And this is what I need.
Yeah.
In order for me to have more time to do the stuff that I'm called to do, like right. here. You know, the podcast, the REPA, or even like, you know, my parents' business. So yeah. Eventually that was like, okay. And this was over a matter, like, cause I was thinking, you know, I'm so fed up. And obviously I didn't want to quit because if I quit, then what am I going to do? You know, like right. I don't have a job.
Right.
But anyways, this happened over a matter of like 2 weeks. I kid you not. So I thought about leaving. I applied. I got a response. 2 weeks later, they said like, oh man, your thing is impressive. Why do you want to leave? You know, because, mm-hmm. you know, you have a good job and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, this is the reason why, because I want to focus on my mental health, you know, be able to have more time to do things. And And at the time, like, me and my brother were looking for a place too.
Yeah.
So it was actually the beginning of September, bro. Like, wow. The beginning of September. So that happens. I submit my paperwork for the place that we're moving into. You know, we get approved, whatever. So literally, I was like, they gave me the green light to work now at this place, but I was still working for Wells Fargo, and I had, you know, I had the toughest conversation with my boss, and I told him, hey, look, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And blah, blah. So I told him, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to work. And I said this, next week I won't be able to work, not knowing that they're going to, like, approve me to work for this new job.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, you know, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got off the phone with my boss, like, the HR person from the other job calls me, and they're like, hey, would you be able to start this Monday? I'm like, bet. I can just go ahead and quit, like, and because right. I already quit. I already spoke to my boss.
Yeah.
So this Friday is my, you know, it's my last day, and then Monday is my first day in my new job, and then the week after I move to my place. So, but what I'm trying to get at this is, like, with what you were saying, you know, like, you know, we, you know, with all this crazy stuff going on, and, like, how we feel that, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff, and we feel like things are about to collapse.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where, like, where it talks about, it says here in verse 2, in verse 2, consider nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, when we fall into various trials. Like, whatever was going on, we have to find joy, because if we do that, then we can be assured that this is kind of like a testing of our faith to see if we actually test God. And through our experiences, while testing our faith, that will produce endurance in our lives. It will produce a spiritual maturity, and it will produce inner peace. That no matter what's going on around the world, we're still going to have those things, inner peace.
Yeah.
And this is a cool thing at the end. And let endurance have its perfect results, because you're enduring the circumstance, and do a thorough work in your life, so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith. Meaning that, like, let that, you know, endurance, you know, build your faith, so no matter the circumstance, your faith is not going to lack at all. And what happens if it doesn't lack? It will lack in nothing. Anything that you want or ask for, you're not going to lack of it. Like, right. People can, you know, like, the stock market can go crashing down tomorrow, right. But we're not going to be lacking of anything, because we have this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, and I know this is kind of like a therapy session type of thing that we're going through, but you know, it is something that I experienced, and I saw, like, the work of God, you know, just, like, going, like, back to back, like, boom, 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 boom. But at the same time, I feel like there's still more.
Yeah.
You know, and not just for me, but, you know, for you,
yeah,
for all of you guys, you know, watching and,
for sure,
and listening to what we're talking about today. Because, yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, there isn't, and I was telling the guys yesterday, no, 2 days ago, that it's not going to get better.
No.
If we really think about it, it's not going to get better.
That's not.
It's not, nothing in the world is going to get better, but all we can do is try to endure and persevere and have our faith not lack in anything. Because if we do that, we put the faith and trust in God, we're still going to obtain the benefits of being His sons and daughters and being blessed through anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like you said, even though it's a therapy session or whatever, it's good to have, like, a little, like, praise report, I guess you can call it. I never really liked saying praise report. It's just, to me, it always sounded weird, but I'll share something too. So I think it was Monday, maybe it was Monday. I'm not sure. I don't remember, but I was talking to Krista, and shout out to, I don't know. I almost said her middle name. shout out to Krista. I was talking to Krista, and she was telling me that she's been praying with her friends to get money and stuff, praying for them to get money and stuff. And, like, right after they stopped, they were done with their conversation or whatever, and prayer or whatever, they got money, like, that instantly. So then she prayed with me, and then I guess like I said, I don't know if it was Monday or not, but I got money.
Damn.
And basically, I've been getting some type of money each day since she prayed with me. And so it's been weird. Like, it's kind of weird.
That's
like,
awesome, dude.
I ended up getting a couple $100. Then I got some more money. I got some money yesterday, and I got some money today. And so it's just like, it's crazy, man. Like, God is good. And it's just like, even, I don't know. I told her, and you heard me say this, Krista, I think if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have got that, because my faith is not where it needs to be. And I told her that, but she was like, no, it's not about you. It's about how good God is. And, you know, it's good to have friends like that in your life that will remind you and keep you on track. And I'm like, you know what? It is God. It has nothing to do with either one of us. Right. It's just Him, you know. And so,
And it helps you increase, like, your faith, you know, because it's, like, for contagious. Sure. It's, like, for contagious. Sure. Like, all right, man. You know, you know, it is contagious. It's contagious, and you can't, you know.
And I didn't mean to.
Go ahead.
But I've been believing for, like, a lot of money. Now, here's the thing. I know I just shared about the money I've been getting, but when I get this amount of money that I'm talking about, you will never know. I'm not sharing that. I'm sorry. I want people to think that I'm broke, so that way they won't ask me for money. I'm sorry to be like that. But anyway. Sorry.
No, it's all good. And I mean, that's what I was just gonna say. Just you know, that faith is contagious, and we need to be around positive people that give you a good testimony in their lives, and that you can see the power of God manifesting over them. Because, like, says, you know, whatever, you know, if one or two prayed in my name, mm-hmm. like, you know, things will happen.
Yep.
Things will happen. So. And that's one of the things, you know, I was talking to somebody about this, that it's insane to think. So if you guys, you know, picture, all right, so, you know, we all know the story about, like, Jesus walking in the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously Peter is like, hey, if this is you, like, let me go to you. And, right. and this guy eventually walks in water.
Right.
He walks in water. And we have always seen the story that, like, oh, you know, Peter, like, failed because he looked at circumstance, but Jesus is always there to, like, you know, reach out your hand and save you. But what I was thinking about is, like, okay, he walked in water. Like, no one else in the Bible other than Jesus walked in water.
And that was the only person. Yeah.
Peter. And what did Jesus say? He said, man of little faith.
Yeah. Why even that little bit of faith got him to walk on water.
And then what I asked...
I didn't think about that before.
Right, and then what I asked myself is, like, okay, so if Peter had little faith, what about the dudes in the boat? Like, what about the dudes in the boat? They had nothing.
Right.
So, like, it really big questions. I question myself. It's like, dang, do I have that little faith that can help me walk on water like Peter did? Like, do I have that little faith to whatever I ask shall be given to me? Like, all those type of things. I think, and, like, sometimes I feel like we're kind of like those other disciples in the boat. Yes, we're disciples. Yes, we believe in God. But we don't have the faith to allow us to walk on water. So we just stay in a comfortable spot. Like, yeah, Jesus is coming. He's going to be there with us,
right.
But we don't do anything out of a comfort zone to do the supernatural.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I'm like saying, dude, if Peter had little faith.
Right. That's little faith.
Little faith. You can walk on water.
Yeah.
Man, what am I doing?
That's crazy, man.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy. You know, it's funny, too, as you were saying about the disciples that were in the boat, like, having no faith or whatever. Two things. Okay, so I was talking with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about, actually before that, I started off the week, I was listening to KB and The Art of Drifting.
Okay.
That song where he talks about basically how, like, this Christian rap star or whatever basically just lost himself. Basically, he he was saying Jesus, but in his mind thinking another thing and all of that. It's a great song. I recommend y'all go listen to it. But that, even if you're not doing things to the extreme like he was, like, or lacking, you know, like he was, it's a good reminder to remember why you even say you're a Christian, why you do things as you do, all of that. Because I felt like I was kind of drifting, you know, like he was. And then, so I had a conversation yesterday, and he brought up the church of Ephesus, you know, or just the churches in the book of Revelation where it talks about, actually it was the church of Ephesus, where, you know, how he's like, you know, you guys are doing everything right. Jesus is like, you guys are doing everything right, except for this one thing. You lost your first love. And that's exactly what KB was talking about in the song of the Art of Drifting. You're out here preaching to people, you lifting up the name of Jesus and all that, but in your heart, that's a whole nother thing. And KB said this one line too. He was like, you can build a Christian empire without God. So it's like, man, I don't want to be like that. So it's it's a good reminder. And you know, that conversation I was having yesterday, he was like, you know, it's good for us to be told, hey, we're going in the wrong direction. Right. Like, you know, I could be doing everything. Like, I got, you know, music or whatever and all of that. And it's saying Jesus, but it's like, what am I doing behind closed doors or whatever? So it's a good, it was a very good reminder to hear that. And it's just, yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. Well, yeah, I mean, wow. There's a lot that we need to learn on a daily basis.
For sure.
All we got to do is just be able to endure.
For sure.
And just have faith and trust.
Yeah.
Like God has our backs and really believe that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like you said, we're going to be drifting in the other direction. And once we do that, chaos starts to happen.
So. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. You know,
sorry for the audio. I'm so sorry. It bothers me because I hear like audio problems and stuff. Like every time I watch a video on YouTube, so I'm like, I can't watch this video. Like your mic is terrible. I hear background noise. So I'm so sorry, y'all. Please forgive me.
And, you know. Hopefully you guys are able to keep listening and tuning in on our Instagram and following the tree to our platforms.
For sure.
Maybe things will change eventually.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye on that. You know, all we do is try to make this podcast the best we can. So
for sure.
So yeah, other than that, thank you guys for tuning in and stay fresh.
Yeah, this has been episode 127. Let's do this.
Gosh. All right, peace out, guys.
I won't forget the power adapter next episode. I promise you. I will not forget that.
If he does, I'll bring a belt and I'm just kidding.